is aggressive and he is obsessed with me.
A shared apartment.
He informed me that I was psychotic and I needed help.
A broken friendship.
I moved out because I felt unsafe living there.
But did things get that rough?
I thought we could talk about it and figure something out.
Like what?
How am I supposed to get him the money in the first place if I don't see him?
I thought you were afraid of him.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 20-year-old Tanner Woody is suing his ex-roommate, 19-year-old Jasmine Connor, for rent, a stolen laptop, and for vandalizing their apartment after she moved out.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, it's case number 548 on the calendar in the matter of Woody versus Connor.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ladies, have a seat, please.
Mr. Woody, what prompted you to take an apartment with Ms. Connor?
My mom was moving, and I didn't have a place to go.
Where was she moving to?
She was just moving out of her house. She had a stroke, so she had to move out. And Jasmine's parents were moving, too. So we decided to look for an apartment together versus paying rent separately.
In what month and year did you both sign this lease?
I believe we signed it June 23rd, Your Honor.
When?
We actually signed it July 23rd.
And what was the rent?
It was $590, Your Honor.
Can I see a copy of the lease? Do you have it? Okay. So things, for whatever reason, didn't work out, and Ms. Connor moved out. On what date did you move out?
November 19th.
Did you, in fact, terminate the lease after she moved out?
No, Your Honor.
Why not?
I didn't have anywhere else to go.
So you've elected to stay there by yourself because you don't have to under the terms of the lease. You do understand that.
Yes, Your Honor.
While you have a 12-month lease, you had the option of terminating the lease within the first 6 months upon the payment of an early termination fee, which was $590. Now, you chose to stay, and so that's your prerogative. So it didn't cost you the $590 for early termination of the lease, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
So we strike that. Now, did you pay November's rent?
Yes, I did.
How much did you pay?
$295.
So we're talking about rent for December and January. Did you pay rent for December and January?
No, I did not.
Now you're going to tell me why.
I moved out because I felt unsafe living there. He is aggressive and he is obsessed with me.
Should have thought of that before. There's nothing in this lease that talks about that. You have a lease?
Yes.
Now, did you make in the month of September any police report indicating that you felt threatened in any way by the plaintiff?
No.
Did you make any police report in October?
No.
November?
No.
December?
No.
When someone feels threatened, that's what they usually do. Now, when you moved out on November 19th, where did you go?
With my parents to their new house.
Now, was that an option given to you before? When your parents were moving? Because that's what he told me, that your parents were moving to. Were you given the option of moving with your parents?
Yeah.
Why did you choose not to move with your parents?
I thought it'd be fun to move in with a friend.
Great. Okay. And it turned out not to be fun.
Nope.
Okay. Now, how much money were you earning in November?
Maybe $200 every 2 weeks.
And how much were you earning in December?
Same amount.
How were you supposed to pay $300 a month in rent if all you made was $400 a month?
I didn't think about that, I guess.
Well, you have to think. You have to think. Are you her mother?
No, I'm her aunt.
She has to think. Now, you moved out on November 19th.
Yep.
Tell me about when you moved out.
Okay. I let Tanner know that I was going to leave.
When did you tell him that you wanted to leave?
About 2 weeks before.
Okay, so let's say the beginning of November, you told him that you wanted to leave.
Yes, I did.
Did you have a discussion with him about it?
Yes, I did.
Tell me about the discussion.
I told him that I didn't want to leave him high and dry. I wanted to do everything that I could To make this easy, I wanted to find a new roommate to replace me so that he could still get the rent paid on time. He informed me that I was psychotic and I needed help.
And?
And I did everything I could to find a new roommate.
What do you mean you did everything you could to find a new roommate?
I posted ads on Facebook, MySpace, Craigslist. I hung up flyers at DMACC because his requirements were that it needed to be someone his age, someone that goes to the same college he does because he didn't have a license because he lost it to an OWI, and that they needed to be okay with him staying up late and maybe being noisy.
He didn't say maybe being noisy, you just added that.
Okay.
So, you posted ads?
Yes, I found some people interested and he said no to them.
Just a minute, who did you find interested?
I have one person right here with emails that I found.
Yeah, you can read it, you can read me the email.
Okay, he said yes, that he was interested. I asked him if he could come by and look at the apartment. He said he wanted to. When I told Tanner, Tanner said, "Are you serious, Jaslyn? He doesn't even go to college." I said he has a full-time job, and Tanner said that doesn't matter.
Okay, so what he said to you was, "I want somebody who goes to school."
Yeah.
Okay, and someone around my age.
Yeah.
All reasonable. All reasonable. Okay. You have to pay for rent for 2 months. Not after that. He would like rent forever. Yeah. Now, the other part of your lawsuit, Mr. Woody, is that you believe that Ms. Connor came into the apartment, took property that belonged to you, and destroyed other property. When do you allege that she did that?
December 27th, Your Honor.
What property was taken?
My laptop, Your Honor.
Do you have a police report?
In my county, we're not allowed to get police reports. It's, I need a subpoena by a lawyer.
Did you make a police report?
Yes, Your Honor.
Tell me about the incident. Was your door broken into? Was a key used? Was the place vandalized?
The place was vandalized, Your Honor. There was beer poured down through the vents of my TV. I have pictures, too. You'd like the pictures of the TV?
I would like to see the pictures, but first I would like to know, before I even look at the pictures, okay. Mr. Woody, what evidence do you have that the defendant had anything to do with that?
Because there's only two sets of keys. I had a pair, and Jasmine had a pair, and Jasmine never returned her pair when she moved out. She kept it.
That doesn't mean that she was the one who vandalized your property or took property from you.
Someone also saw her on the premise that night.
I'll be more than happy to hear that person. Do you have that person here?
Yes, I do, Your Honor.
Is that you?
Yes.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
What do you think? That wasn't a serious question. You can sit down.
How can she remember a month later? That's ridiculous.
Just a second. All right, perfect. Now you can stand up.
And later today.
Me and a few of my friends.
Listen, please, I can't hear this English.
I'm sorry. Me and a few friends were...
Your friends go first.
Oh, my friends and I.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Tanner Woody says ex-roommate Jasmine Connor owes for rent, a laptop, and vandalism to their apartment. Jasmine claims Tanner is obsessed with her.
Tell me your name.
Sandra Burrowers.
Do you live in the same complex?
I do.
As the plaintiff? And you've known them since they moved in?
They were there when I moved in.
And that's how you know them?
I met them, yes.
You met them. Okay, let's get to December 27th. Tell me what you know about that day. You, of course, weren't there at all on December
27th. No, I have no idea.
Shh, shh. No, just listen to me. You, of course, were not there because you moved out on November 19th.
Yes.
And you're afraid of him. And you felt threatened and uncomfortable, so there's no reason that you would go back to that premises, correct?
Correct.
Ms. Connor?
Correct. Yes.
So that if this witness, who's not related to him, not a friend of his, you know, knows the two of you for the same amount of time, if she says she saw you at the complex on December 27th, she would be lying.
Yes.
Okay. Go.
I was walking down to my Jeep that night to get my cell phone out of there and met Jasmine and a gentleman coming into the apartment complex. And they were going down the hallway to Tanner's apartment, which I thought was strange. And when I came back in, Jasmine was unlocking the apartment to go in.
Now, how and when did you find out about the vandalism?
The next day.
Tell me about that.
My daughter and her boyfriend are a friend of Tanner's, and she came to my apartment and said, you're not going to believe what happened.
Okay. Don't tell me what she said to you.
Okay.
Were you interviewed by the police?
No, I was not.
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
I didn't hear that Sandy heard about this until a month later.
What do you mean you didn't hear?
Sandy's daughter never told me that.
Relayed to you that her mother had seen.
Yes, ma'am.
I got it. You would have no objection to signing a sworn statement for the police, would you?
Oh, I would not.
No problem.
No problem at all.
Great. We may ask you to do that.
That would be fine.
Have a seat. What do you think? That wasn't a serious question. You can sit down.
I think it's
that
ridiculous.
That wasn't a serious question. You can sit down.
Well, how can she remember a month later? That's ridiculous.
Just a second. All right, perfect. Now you can stand up. Listen, she didn't say she remembered a month later. That's not what she said at all. She said when she heard the next day that his apartment had been vandalized, she said, gee, I remember, I saw her, and the new boyfriend, because she does have a boyfriend, doesn't she?
She didn't at the time, no.
That's not what I said to you. Now you can sit. Now I'll see the pictures. You see, usually, Miss Connor, I would have said to Mr. Woody, you don't have any proof. Although she has the keys, that's not proof that she vandalized your property. Did you leave any property there, Miss Connor?
No, I took
when you moved out?
I took everything.
Yeah. I want to know between November 19th and December 5th, were you in contact with Mr. Woody with regard to rent?
Yes.
And what was that contact?
He asked me about the money. I said, let's get together and talk about it, and he refused.
Well, when you said let's get together, you mean face to face?
Yes.
I thought you were afraid of him.
Well, how?
He wanted you to talk to him. Don't you have an email? Don't you have a telephone? How did he get in touch with you about the rent?
Text message.
And you received it?
Yeah.
So why didn't you say either I'm going to pay the rent or I'm not going to pay the rent?
Because I thought we could talk about it and figure something out.
Like what?
How am I supposed to get him the money in the first place if I don't see him?
You take it over to the office when he's working, if you're afraid of him. Your half, December and January, that's how.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today.
So what did you do?
I hugged her and said, I'm sorry for jolting towards you and making you drop your iPod.
You didn't say that at all. I'm sorry I jolted towards you and made you drop my iPod. What, are you kidding me?
Cases, real people, Judge Judy. Tanner Woody says ex-roommate Jasmine Connor owes for rent, a laptop, and vandalism to their apartment. Jasmine claims Tanner is obsessed with her.
Now, did you report to the police that your computer was taken at the time, sir?
Yes, Your Honor.
How much did you pay for the computer?
I paid $1,000, Your Honor.
You have a receipt?
Yes, Your Honor.
I'd like to see.
Just for the computer or the TV too, Your Honor?
I would like to see both.
Those are the estimates, Your Honor.
This is not an estimate. I asked you if you had receipts for the computer and the TV.
I don't have the original receipts,
Your
Honor.
Well, that's what I asked you for. When did you purchase the computer?
A year and a half ago, Your Honor.
And is the TV functioning or not?
No, Your Honor.
Where did you purchase the TV?
At Walmart.
And how much was it?
$600.
When did you purchase it?
Not even a year ago, Your Honor.
Okay. I'm awarding you $2,100, sir. I'm awarding you $500 for the computer. I'm awarding you $500 for the television set, $590 for her share of the rent, and $500 because she and her boyfriend made a mess of your apartment. Judgment for the plaintiff. Thank you very much. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
He called me all the time.
I would text her. I'd be like, yo.
He had to know where I was all the time.
Jasmine, what time are you going to be home tonight?
Who I was with, when I was going to be back.
You know, I won't have friends over by the time she got home.
My parents don't even do that.
Because I thought that would be rude.
I told him it bothered me.
She'd be really irritable.
I'm never going to be friends with him again.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Kelly versus McMillan. Step forward.
Karen Kelly
and her 16-year-old granddaughter, Kiana, are suing Kiana's ex-boyfriend, 19-year-old Tyler McMillan, for breaking her brand new iPod.
Mr. McMillan, this case is about a broken iPod.
Yes,
that
ma'am.
Belonged to this young lady. The iPod cost, I don't know, something like $173 to fix. She says that it's your fault that it broke. You acknowledge that you were at least in the area when that happened, but you said it's not your fault.
No, ma'am.
Okay, so let me start with you, inasmuch as you acknowledge that you were present when the iPod broke.
Yes, ma'am.
And at that time, you and this young lady were no longer a couple, correct?
No, ma'am. Oh, yes, ma'am, sorry.
You were not a couple?
No.
Okay, so now tell me what happened.
Me and some friends were at the complex park, and I seen a sock in her pocket.
A sock?
Yes, ma'am.
What color was the sock?
I think it had, like, decals on it or, like, a design. I'm not sure the color.
And it was hanging out of which pocket? A pants pocket?
I'm pretty sure it was the jacket, the right jacket pocket.
So you saw her with a sock hanging out of her pocket, her jacket pocket?
Yes, ma'am.
Go.
And I asked if I could play a song or two, and
on her sock?
All right, I asked if it was her new iPod, and she replied yes.
Well, why would you think that a sock housed an iPod?
I've used a sock as a case for my iPod as well.
Oh, okay, so that's what kids do.
I guess so.
So you used a sock for your iPod, so since this was a decaled sock and she looks like a young lady that's pretty put together, she wouldn't have a sock hanging out of her jacket pocket unless it contained an
iPod.
Right. So you asked if you could play a tune on it.
Yes, ma'am.
And when you asked her if you could play a tune on her iPod, what did she say?
She didn't say anything.
She didn't say yes, and she didn't say no.
No, ma'am. Before she could really react, I kind of leaned towards the iPod or the sock.
How do you lean towards the iPod?
Lean?
Like you leaned like this with your hands behind your back?
No, ma'am. Well,
kind of where were your hands?
Let me see your iPod.
Like
may
this?
May I play a song on it? And she jolted back, and it fell out of her pocket and broke on the ground.
Well, it wouldn't have jolted out of her pocket, as you indicated, unless you had your hand on the sock.
No, ma'am.
No, ma'am what?
My hand was not on the sock. It never touched the sock. It was hanging out of her iPod, or out of her pocket, and as when she jumped back, it fell out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Go ahead.
Okay, so me and a few of my friends...
Listen, please, I can't hear this English.
Speak louder.
I'm sorry. Me and a few friends were...
Your friends go first.
Oh, my friends and I... Sorry. My friends and I were at the apartment complex park, and Tyler came up to me, and he pulled the sock, without asking, out of my jacket pocket.
That's exactly right.
Out of my jacket pocket.
That's right.
And it fell out, and it landed screen first on the sidewalk. And I started crying, because I just got that 3 weeks prior.
I see.
It's fixed now. Do you want
Here's
me to unlock it?
The broken piece as well.
Oh,
it's fixed.
You saved the broken pieces.
They gave it to me, the repair shop, when I had it repaired. I have the receipts for that as well.
And the receipt card, please. Thank you. You must have pulled on it pretty hard.
No, ma'am.
Just for my own information, sir, what did you say to her when it broke?
I apologize.
What did you say? You said, I'm sorry?
Yeah.
And what did she say?
She's crying.
So what did you do?
I hugged her and said, I'm sorry for like jolting towards you and making you drop your iPod.
You didn't say that at all. I'm sorry I jolted towards you and made you break my iPod. What, are you kidding me? This job is really so easy. Okay, cost you $118?
Yes, it did.
Judgment for the plaintiff, thank you very much, that's all.
Parties are excused, you may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I didn't touch it. It was all her fault.
I was quite shocked because I didn't know it shattered the screen yet.
I did not have anything to do with it.
And then once I saw the screen, I just started crying.
It is what it is. What happened, happened.
It was like my pride and joy. It's my baby. I love my iPod.
I hope everything's cool and we can live life and go on.
I'm willing to forgive and forget.